whether you have used Ping or Traceroute or TracePath, some of those implementations. I just wonder, does anybody use RPing? Okay, you are network administrators, I guess. And ClockDiff. Has anyone used recently ClockDiff? No, that's a nice question. Thank you. IPTools is a very old project. It was started by Alexei Kuznetsov in 1999. He was a Linux kernel network upstream developer. He was also IPO second upstream developer at the time. He ported some BSD sources from to Linux, and he writes some other tools for IPUtils. And he maintained it, the project till 2002. He also used NetDev Linux kernel mailing list. Hideaki Yoshifuji was the next maintainer. He was also Linux kernel network developer. He was doing IPv6 at the time. Hideaki improved the project a lot. He started to use Git, so we have some history now. He moved the project to SourceForgeNet, which was popular at the time. And he still continued to use NetDev mailing list. He introduced uselibc support, so it was not just for glibc. Although he made his last release in 2015, the last widely adopted release was probably the previous one from 2012. Because IPUtils development slowed down, David Heidelberg forked IPUtils and moved development on GitHub in 2014. The initial goal was to upstream various patches from Linux distributions. People at that time added also muselibc support and other things because the tools were very old. A license cleanup was done, which people from Linux distributions approved or be happy about that. There were other people at the time, for example, Jan Sináček and Pavel Šimerda. They were both from Red Hat. Pavel improved Ping a lot, modernized the code. He started to use the new C functions, get other info instead of the old ones, which were for IPv4 or for IPv6. And there were other improvements. Sami Kerola was the next maintainer starting in 2017. He modernized the code a lot, and he also introduced Meson build system. There were other people at the time, Noach Meyerhans and Yuri Chornovian, who still maintains localization. There could be another question, who needs localization for tools like Ping, really? I guess not really many people, but I got approached that people really like localization, so I kept that. I came in 2017, and actually there were obviously many people in Git history. There are nearly 140 contributors, and there was the history before. So, current tools. IPUtils have currently Ping, RPing, TracePath, and ClockDiff. Ping sends ICMP echo request to network host. It's very old code from 1983. I think it's the most important IPUtils tool, and it supports both sockets, raw socket and ICMP datagram socket, which is more secure. Unfortunately, not all distros use that. I see somewhere people from Debian, so I would recommend to stop using raw socket, but the reason why it's used is systemd, which is not used on all systems. You know, Debian supports other init systems, so that is the reason why Ping wouldn't work by default. Yeah, below we have example pinging suse.com. That's a very basic example, I'm sorry. Ping supports obviously a lot of functionality, so there are loads of switches, so just a simple example. ARPing, it sends ARP request to network host. It was written by Alexei Kuznetsov, and it supports IPv4 only because the protocol itself is for IPv4 only. So again, basic example. Trace path, it traces path to network host discovering MTU. It was written by Alexei Kuznetsov, and there's a small example. Tracing path to SUSE.com. And CloakDiff. That's again very old code from 1985 from unknown author, supports IPv4 only. We removed some obsolete tools in 2021. Those tools were using some experimental protocol which were not relevant later, or there were much better implementation of other tools, so there was no point to maintain something which is not really well used or it's kind of buggy. Because those tools we have in IPUtils are basic network tools, written long time ago, there are obviously other projects which are implementing similar tools. So just to highlight some of them, fping is very enhanced ping. It's written in modern C. It allows to ping any number of targets. Its output is designed to be parsed, so it's good for using in scripts. Also, it doesn't perform reverse DNS lookup by default, which is, in some cases, faster. MTR, My Traceroute, it's a tool which combines Traceroute and ping. It uses GUI and encurses, and it's also for FreeBSD, very nice tool. Those two projects are a collection of tools. So BusyBox is for low power embedded devices. It has many tools, and among them, ARPing, ping, and Traceroute. It's somehow compatible with tools from IPUtils, but it implements just part of the functionality. InetUtils is old GNU project, which also has RHS and stuff like that, so very old project, not that active nowadays, and it has also ping and Traceroute. So, future, IPUtils future, what we should do? We should rewrite the code to the modern C. We concentrate mainly on ping, so other tools are neglected. I wonder whether we should keep CloakDiff. Also, TracePath, it's questionable because my Traceroute is much better. There is Traceroute, the original project, which is also better than TracePath, so it's a question whether to keep this. Project would need reviewers and real network developers. We should write tests because we have CI tests, but we don't have functional tests, so sometimes regression slips in. Tools could have JSON output and color output. So that's it. Do you have any question?
Sorry, I didn't quite understand how systemd or lack of it can like force to use raw sockets.
There is a syscontrol tool which handles kernel parameters for networking, and ICMP datagram socket is by default allowed just for root. So if you won't have ping just for normal users, so and you want to use safer ICMP datagram socket, you need to set something. And distro says that with etc sysctl config or somehow it's called that file, And this worked differently for systemd and for other tools. So if you want to use BusyBoxes in its system, then you would lose this configuration. I would say mainly there should be a solution just not to block this, and there is Debian bug report, but you know, no one works about that.
Hello. So actually I have one question. What is the future of the IP tools, okay, utility? So what's the next feature or like roadmap, okay, that user is actually getting on? What's the future around like 5 years or 10 years?
So, you know, those tools are very old. So one would say the work has been done, you know. But the problem is there are bugs, there are improvements which can, you know, broad the regression. My motivation to join the development was to keep Pink working, because I need it for kernel network testing. So I would say there is no future, otherwise someone find interesting to rewrite the tool, you know, as an exercise to rewrite them into modern C, because the code is terrible. It's, you know, 40 years old or something. So no real future, but I think JSON output would be a good feature, and color output would be also good. So some of those, but mainly maintenance mode.
Great. All right, thank you.